Well, meanwhile, the debate over how to temporarily house these kids as they go through the mandated screening process has come to Michigan. About 75 people in the tiny town of Vassar came out last night to protest the possibility that some of the unaccompanied children might be brought to a local shelter there. Josh and Candy Barnes were among the protesters.
More crime. And then they'll bring their families and they're going to be on support, and it's just going to keep compounding and it's going to get worse.
We have enough people here that need help. We don't need more.
But backers of a proposal to bring the kids, say if the kids even come, those fears are unfounded. Kate Wells is a reporter for Michigan Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, and was at the protest. She joins us from Ann Arbor. Welcome, Kate.
Hey, Robin.
And this crisis has reminded us that there's only one detention facility for families, for children of this sort. That's in Pennsylvania. That filled up early on in this crisis, so the government opened shelters on military bases and has now been approaching towns and cities. How did Little Vassar and the Wolverine Human Services program there get involved?
It is super tiny. It is in this, like you said, tiny little kind of idyllic, untouched by time Midwestern town named Vassar. And my understanding from this is that what Wolverine Human Services has told me is that they were approached. They kind of feel like just what you said. The federal government said, hey, we need some beds here. If anybody's got them, raise your hands. And Wolverine Human Services essentially did that. They've got 120 empty beds, and now they are in contract negotiations to possibly fill up those beds with unaccompanied kids who've crossed the border from Central America.
Well, and we heard some of the concerns from residents. What are some of the others? And then what's the reality?
Well, so I heard three major concerns last night. One is kind of what you heard the Barnes couple talking about before, that these kids are going to come here and somehow their families will find them and those families will get on public assistance. And this is a town that has been really hard hit. And they say, look, we don't even have enough food in our food pantry for our own kids, much less for other people's kids. Then you heard two more kind of general background concerns. One is that somehow these kids or their families have connections to drug cartels and that they'll somehow bring this violence with them. And then there's this kind of other background concern that maybe these kids are carrying diseases. Maybe they're diseases that even regular immunizations can't treat, the kind of immunizations they'd get at the border. So there's a lot of anger, Robin. There's a lot of fear. And these people in Vassar feel like this chaos at the border is suddenly dumped on them.
But we understand that by law, these kids are only being processed there and, in fact, can't leave the facility, have to go through the process and will not be going to the schools, will not be using town money. This is paid for by federal dollars.
Entirely by federal dollars. Wolverine Human Services say we are hiring bilingual teachers, bilingual food services. We're going to do school on site. We're going to keep these kids here. So the immediate concerns really are unfounded, that these kids would somehow just be like wandering the streets or coming into public schools. A lot of it, though, is going to depend on what we heard Scott talking about, which is how long does this actually take? There is the possibility that if this goes on for years and none of these kids can be reunited with their families in other places in the U.S., there's the possibility they could either, one, age out of the system and kind of be given a court date and who knows where they can go in between then. But there's also the possibility that these kids will be placed in foster services that work with refugee kids. And there are a couple of those places in Michigan. But the likelihood that these kids would somehow end up in this tiny town in Vassar, it's pretty slim.
Kate Wells of Michigan Radio. And by the way, we still don't know if those kids are even coming. Kate, thanks.
Right.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.